Carl's going to feed one into the end zone, looking towards Cowie. It is caught. Touchdown, Brandon Cowie. Touchdown, Michigan Tech Huskies.
Well, the Huskies off last weekend. They are back in action this weekend against Northwood. And Coach Curley is with us right now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Great, guys.
Well, how's the weekend off?
Well, I think it came at a really good time for us. You know, we'd played four ball games and we didn't have any serious injuries, but we had, you know, a lot of guys with some bumps and bruises, and it gave us, you know, an extra week to prepare them. You know, I thought it fit real well into the academic schedule with the career fair being here, so our kids had a chance to go Tuesday and Wednesday with, you know, that and the interviews. You know, we were able to get our young people a 25-minute scrimmage last Thursday, so they got a chance to, you know, to hit and show what they can do. So a lot of things that were positive.
Well, Coach, as you look at the upcoming week, you got Northwood, obviously, and they back to running that triple option offense. I'm assuming that the week off the extra week did you some good in preparing for that as well.
That's another thing that helped us. It gave our defense a chance three times to take about a 20-minute period and look and break down, you know, some of their formations and, you know, some of the wings and slots and, you know, the overloads and the unbalances and all those type of things, and get some option responsibilities squared away, so that now as we get into, you know, the game week prep, you know, our kids are more familiar with, you know, what's going to hit them.
What kind of film did you watch on Northwood, Coach? Are you watching the Walsh game from last weekend, or did you go back a couple of games before that? What would you concentrate on?
Well, last week we had all the film, you know that they'd had up to that date, which kind of helped our offense because their defense hasn't changed at all. But you know, we also used last year's film, you know, for our offensive people because it's, you know, it's the same defensive staff, and that worked. Our defensive staff, you know, we used the first three games that they played, you know, with Northern and Wayne, and watched those three films as far as, you know, being able to pick up their new scheme, because they are back to run their, you know, just about all wishbone and woodbone, they call it, option attack.
What just for people out there and for me, what makes that so difficult to defend against? Is it because there's so many options there for them to run?
Well, the one thing is they have every option play, they have three possibilities of who could carry the football. You know, the dive, the quarterback, or the pitch. And then when they add different schemes in on how they block, you know, the front, whether they're, you know, arc blocking it or what we call scoop blocking, a double teaming, or veer blocking, so they're creating angles, you know, those change some of your responsibilities. And then when they, you know, add different formations in with you know, people that can, you know, get out on the perimeter and or the unbalance to try to get a, you know, advantage in your set, you know, all those things get taken into consideration, which, you know, now with only 1 week to prepare for something like that, it becomes, you know, becomes tough.
So is there more man on man as far as maybe the linebackers taking a specific back there, or how does that work?
Well, every call that we make defensively has got all three of those options taken into consideration. Someone's accountable for the dive, someone's accountable for the quarterback, and someone's accountable for the pitch. And usually we have more than one person accountable for those, depending upon, you know, how they're blocked and, you know, and formations and that stuff. So it's getting everybody to make sure they know their assignments. And then, of course, you can't just do it one way, because then they'll scheme you up and go something that hurts you. So what we have to do is be able to make sure that we've got, you know, two or three change-ups so that we can attack them as they try to attack us different ways.
The thing that seems to always make that scary, though, is then you add in the pass option. You get used to stopping, you know, the three different options running the ball, and then they'll, you know, hold on to it and chuck it downfield. And, you know, how do you, you know, what do you guys do to prepare for that and get your defensive backs so that they are staying on their receivers in the backfield?
Well, that's a great question, and that's the catch 22. You have to be able to stop the run, but you know, they're watching you from the press box, and you know, I'm sure they're asking the receivers, you know, all of a sudden is the safety cheating up? You know, are they filling the alley too quick? You know, all of a sudden the wide receiver will come in and, you know, kind of a crack block or down block on your support kid, and then if you know, all of a sudden you start playing that hard, then, you know, then he'll go by that, you know, fake that crack and, you know, go to the corner, and now you've got a, you know, 2-on-1 on, you know, on a deep safety, and that's, you know, that's when they go. They're not a great you know, in any of the option teams, if you watch the Georgia Techs and the academies, you know, they're not great multiple read passing teams, but they all have the ability to go deep, and if you commit, they're going to take advantage of it.
Go ahead, Wes.
How about their defense? What do they like to run, and how will that be different for our offense this week?
Well, the one thing that helps us there a little bit, Wes, is they're very similar schematically to us. So, and we go against our defense, all the time in spring and early camp. So we have a pretty good feel of what stresses our defense. So the one thing that we do have going into this game is, the thought process that we know, kind of what we want to run and how to attack it and the things that give that defense particularly, some trouble.
Well, the Huskies will be playing at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. It's a 12:30 pregame here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And I'm excited, obviously, because the week off, you kind of get antsy to hear or at least know about Michigan Tech football again, Coach. But, this to me, judging from the feeling I'm getting from you, is that this is a very important game. I mean, obviously, every game is important. The next one's always the most important. But it seems like this is going to be a great challenge for us, isn't it?
I think it is. This football team we're playing has already won three football games. They're playing at home. We're playing on grass, which is the only time all year that we'll play on grass. That gives you a little bit different feel. I'm sure we're red-lettered on their schedule, having beat them on the last play of the game last year in a game they thought they'd won, and I know we've got our hands full. It's a good football team. They're sound. They're very well coached, and I got it the same way you do, Dirk. I think this, when you look back on it, this one is going to be one that's going to be a critical in how we do for the full season.
Well, the Huskies are 4-0. They're going to try to make it 5-0. I think they will. Again, the game time is at 1 o'clock, 12:30 pregame. You can hear it all here on the Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. We can't wait, Coach, for the game. We can't wait for you to come back home. And those last five games, 4 out of 5, being at Michigan Tech's Sherman Field. Looking forward to that, too. Have a safe travel trip down there, and bring back another W for us, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That is head coach of the football team, Tom Curley. What a great matchup we've got this weekend for Michigan Tech football down at Northwood. Take a short time out. We'll be back with our in-studio student-athlete right here on Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time.